Hi, and welcome to the tapping sequence for the consequences of individuals finding out about your social anxiety. Start tapping on the side of your hand, karate chop, and repeat after me out loud. There we go. Even though I'm convinced that if knows about my social anxiety, and I'm afraid of that happening, I choose to accept myself unconditionally. Even though I fear the consequences of finding out about my social anxiety, what if that would be such a challenging situation? I don't want to deal with that. I'm afraid of it happening. And I accept myself and my fear anyway. Even though I worry about what might happen if finds out, It seems like there will be so many terrible consequences. And I'm afraid of these consequences. And hey, that's totally okay. I'm willing to consider that if they are indeed rational expectations of what might happen when finds out, that maybe, just maybe, I'll find a way to handle them. Maybe I'll find the resources within me to deal with them. And I'll live through them and grow stronger. And I love and accept these fears and all of myself right now. Good. Go to the beginning of your eyebrows. I'm afraid of what happens if finds out. The side of your eyes. What if under your eyes, that would be awful. Under your nose, I'm really afraid. On a chin, I do not know how I would live through that. Collarbone, what if? On your arms, I don't want to even imagine that possibility. Liver point. I'm really afraid on the wrist point. That would be so painful. On top of the head. I'm so afraid. Beginning of the eyebrows. I don't think I would be able to handle that. Side of the eyes. I'm afraid it would make things so difficult. Under the eyes. Under the nose. And that's such a stressing thought. Chin. Maybe it's not realistic that collarbone. And if it is, maybe I'll find a way to live through it. Under the arms. What if it would make me even stronger? Because I would use EFT to grow beyond it. Liver point. This fear of the consequences of finding out I have social anxiety. The wrist point. I surely made it mean the world to me to keep this a secret. Top of the head. What if finding out is not such a big deal to her or him, but just to me? Beginning of the eyebrows. What if the thing I fear so much won't happen at all? Side of the eyes. What if it might be a lot less dramatic than what I've been imagining? Under the eyes. I've really been afraid. Under the nose. And I'm willing to consider I might find a way to live through it. On her chin. And maybe that will make me even stronger. On the collarbone. I don't want that under the arms, but I want to trust that I can handle it if it does. The liver point. I want to let go of the fear. On the wrist point. I want to trust that I can handle it when it comes up. Top of the hat. I choose to let go of the fear. And trust that I can handle anything that comes my way. Especially now that I have EFT. The beginning of the eyebrows. Any remaining fear? Side of the eyes. I choose to let it go. On the eyes. Remaining fear? On the nose. I choose to believe I can handle it if it happens. Chin. And I choose to know it will only make me stronger. Collarbone. I choose to neutralize any remaining fear under the arms. I trust that I can handle anything that comes my way. On the liver point, maybe that won't even happen. And I've just been doom thinking. A wrist point. I wonder what more positive thing I can expect to happen. Now think about something that's more positive and a little bit more realistic. What more positive thing can you expect to happen? You just choose to expect that to happen. You can do this. Good. Tapping on the top of your head. I love knowing I grow stronger by challenges. I expect the best instead of the worst. And I trust that I can handle anything that comes my way. Good job. Deep breath. And relax.